The Brady Report for HHG Legal Group leads the way in divorce, wills, litigation and business.
Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, great to speak to you again.
You too, Andrew. Now, who is going to be picking up the security bill for Princess Eugenie's wedding?
Have a guess, Ollie. Have one guess.
The British taxpayer.
The British taxpayer. Yes, the good old British taxpayer coming to the rescue again. Princess Eugenie will get married to Jack Brooksbank on Friday, her fiancé, Windsor Castle. It obviously won't be as big a deal as Harry's wedding to Meghan was earlier this year, but it's very interesting. Thames Valley Police, who look after the Windsor area, they look after three counties, Buckinghamshire, Berkshire and Oxfordshire. Thames Valley Police have announced that they will be applying to the Home Office, basically to the UK government, for extra funds to cover the policing of this wedding and the previous one earlier in the year, back in May, when Harry got married to wake Meghan. So, extraordinary amount of policing that has gone into the two events, and you're looking at somewhere between $4 and $6 million. That's what they're talking about for the two weddings. It's just staggering.
It is staggering. Is there much public interest in Princess Eugenie's wedding? I can't imagine there would be an awful amount of press interest. Is there, Inda?
I was about to say next to nil. That's my personal view. No one has said to me, oh, I can't wait to see Eugenie's dress on Friday or whatever. I mean, Harry and Meghan was off the scale.
Absolutely.
I had American media outlets begging me to come on air, and you know, that was how far the interest was. People who only ever ring me when there's a terror attack or a royal wedding. They all wanted to know about Harry and Meghan, and of course she was a US citizen as well. This time round, actually, Ollie, now that you mention it, when this engagement was announced, me and my camera crew went to Windsor. Nobody was interested. The tourists were, but I met local English people, and one guy said to me, which one's she? And I said, well, you know who she is. And he goes, oh, is that Anne's daughter? And I was like, no, she's Andrew's daughter. Like, English people who didn't even know where she was stood in the family, in the royal family. She's ninth in line to the throne. It'll be covered on TV. There'll be a lot of press coverage of it because I think people realise that, you know, foreigners and overseas viewers are interested. But, like, is England going to come to a standstill on Friday? No, not unless you're driving around Windsor and you need to get a parking space. You won't have any problems.
Yeah, not surprised there. Similarly, we had all the commercial television networks all plastered the coverage of Harry and Meghan's wedding. I understand that, but Princess Eugenie, yeah, just not as much interest over here. Manchester City's penalty, has it landed yet?
About 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Joondalup, I reckon it might reach Australian shores. He hit it with that much effort. Extraordinary penalty that it was. Riyad Mahrez of Manchester City had the chance to win the game for them. Late on in the game, 85 minutes gone, hardly any shots on target for either of the two most attacking teams in the Premier League, apart from Chelsea. And Mahrez, it's really interesting, the other player, Gabriel Jesus, you could see him in the background, he wanted to take the penalty, and Mahrez said, no, I'm having this. He went for the top corner, and he has put it well past Rose Ed, and my prediction is around about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If you're in Joondalup, just watch your windows.
Okay, we will indeed. Good on you, Andrew. Thank you, mate.
Take care, Ollie.